I am competitive. I'm about as competitive a competitor as competitors can get. I like to win and I hate to lose. When I play to win and I like to beat the competition to a pulp. It's all so very lovely, really. I can't help it. I welcome a good competition and I can appreciate a good fight. And there is something important about that I've come to realize. The competition has never been tougher and the fight has never been fiercer than the fights that I've had to have with myself. Consider that the hardest game to win, the toughest fight you'll fight, the fiercest competitor that you will ever face is you. Yep, when you get right down to it, the biggest obstacle between you and your victory is you. You are your biggest obstacle. You are the one you must compete against. You're the one you must fight because you're the one thing and you're the one person that stands between you and you having what you want. The other day I was sitting at my desk. Gussie, my 9-year-old daughter, poked her head in and saw that I was finishing up a phone call. She glared at me, turned, and walked away. The moment I got off the phone, I went to find her so I could find out what that look was all about. She was angrily tightening up her violin bow and complaining about the fact that she had not yet mastered vibrato. Now, understand that she had just been introduced to the vibrato technique just the week before, but she could not get it right, and she was really ticked off. She blamed the violin. She blamed her teacher. She was blaming me. Imagine. She was mad at the world. I don't even sound good, and I want this to be perfect, is what she said to me through clenched teeth and angry fists. It was all so very lovely, really. Now, first of all, it's going to be difficult to contribute to anything that's going on over there, is what I said back to her. She had her violin lesson in about an hour, and I was panicked and concerned that I would not be able to penetrate that angry exterior and make a difference. I was also concerned that her teacher was in for a treat if I didn't. Then I shared with her that she was in the best and most appropriate place she could be. When you're learning something new or developing a new practice, there will likely be a point at which you'll face a breakdown. Sometimes that breakdown can seem monumental. What a perfect opportunity to cause a breakthrough for yourself, is what I said to her next. She was not moved. She was not enrolled. So I walked out of the room, feeling a little resigned that I had made any difference with her at all. About a minute or two later, I could hear crying and sobbing coming from her room, and so I braced myself for the worst. But then, only just seconds later, in concert with the sobbing, I heard the violin. Gussie was playing her violin through those angry tears, but she wasn't just playing, she was attacking the song. She was crying and playing, playing and crying, sobbing and attacking Johann Sebastian Bach's Minuet No. 1. 30 minutes later, she emerged from her room victorious. She was teary-eyed and smiling. She had broken through. She had won the battle. She had figured it out. Yep, when you get right down to it, the biggest obstacle between you and your victory is you. Every day, there's a battle being staged between you, your identity, I can't do it, I don't want to, you can't make me, this will never work out, and you, your commitments, who you say you are, what you say you stand for, what you say you can be counted on to make happen. Gussie turned her breakdown into her breakthrough, but she had to deal with herself first. Herself, her commitment, had to beat the crap out of herself, her identity. She had to deal with herself and turn herself inside out, as tough as that was. Her identity was in a face-off with her commitment. She had to deal with herself and herself won. She won, and then she packed up her violin and she went off to her lesson, victorious. She went off to her lesson to play. You know, it's like that sometimes. Sometimes you have to fight yourself and kick your own butt before you can even begin to play. Sometimes your willingness to take yourself on is your ticket into the game of your life. I learned something from Gussie that day. I learned that as difficult as it may seem at times, I really am bigger than my bunch of feelings and my bunch of opinions. I learned that I'm bigger and stronger than I can't do it, I don't want to, you can't make me, this will never work out. I learned that I'm bigger than my circumstances. And I learned from Gussie that it takes courage for a person to take themselves on and follow through on their commitments, even when you can't see your way through to the other side. And I learned that the kind of courage that Gussie has, that kind of courage, I am in awe of. That kind of courage produces some kind of miracle. Who or what are you fighting with today? Maybe it's time to pick a fight with yourself. When you get right down to it, the biggest obstacle between you and your victory is you. And when you get right down to it, there will never be a shortage of people to blame, and there will always be enough anger to go around. Blaming others and being mad at the world will just keep you stuck in a place that you don't want to be, glaring at people and walking away. Who are you? What do you stand for? What can you be counted on to make happen? What are you committed to today? You're in the best and the most appropriate place. There will likely be a point at which you face a breakdown today, and if not today, then tomorrow or the next day for sure. That's just the way that life is. Maybe the breakdown will seem monumental, and what a perfect opportunity to cause a breakthrough for yourself is what I have to say to that. What a perfect opportunity to be like Gussie and pick a fight with yourself. Fight. Fight, fight your way through. Fight through the frustration, through the anger, through I can't do it, and through all the tears. And like Gus, you may just find out that you're truly made of truly tough stuff. I don't care whether you want to or not, neither should you. And I don't care how hard it all is, neither should you. Play and cry, cry and play, and with tears in your eyes and a smile on your face, break through and emerge today victorious. Start a fight with no possibility and play to win so that you can finally begin to play. Today. Through your anger and through your tears, beat your identity self to a pulp. You may learn for yourself today that you've got that kind of courage that produces some kind of miracle, and that really is so very lovely.